Rest in peace to Bob Dillinger, Russ Smith, Ed Aliverti, Dan McCool, Wyatt Schultz, and others who have helped advance the sport of wrestling. Tip of the hat to the likes of Ron Good, Mike Chapman, Andy Hamilton, Jason Bryant, and several other pillars who have or continue to write about or otherwise publicize the sport of wrestling. I've met Bruce and have shaken hands with Gable, but also memorable is the time I met Ron Good at a Central Oklahoma duel and let him know just how much I've appreciated his off-the-mat column in Amateur Wrestling News. Also memorable is the time I met Aliverti at the D2 Nationals at UNK, probably after an announcement of a possible pin developing on mat number 3. Also important to me are the conversations I have had with Chapman, who can count among his many contributions the establishment of the Hodge Trophy. Growing up in the heart of wrestling country, not far from the American wrestling hotbed known as the Cedar Valley in northeast Iowa, I was exposed to every session of the NCAA championships broadcast live on radio, and of course, Iowa Public Television's broadcasts of college and even some international duels and special features. In order to catch all of the wrestling coverage, my dad bought subscriptions to the Waterloo Courier, Des Moines Register, and Mason City Globe Gazette, in addition to publications like The Predicament, Minnesota's The Guillotine, and the aforementioned Amateur Wrestling News. Why do I podcast? To do a small part to promote and recognize the names and faces of Kansas wrestling. There is a proud history in the sport in the Sunflower State, and a breadth and depth that deserves the hype. Thank you, Jason Bryant, for the opportunity and for your tireless effort to support and promote wrestling. To quote, again, from the great Ed Aliverti, the oldest and greatest sport.